This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Supreme Court yesterday paused its planned interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 after the centre requested more time to respond to the three key questions raised by the bench. The three-judge bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices P.V. Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan was hearing on a batch of the petitions challenging on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The matter will resume before the three-judge bench today at 2 p.m. The court asked the Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get the Waqf registered. The CJI Khanna, at the end of the day, after hearing the expressed concern over the violence that has broken out in West Bengal against the amendments to the Waqf Act. The Enforcement Directorate questioned Robert Vadra for the second consecutive day today in connection with the money laundering probe linked to the land deal in Haryana. He was questioned at the ED office in New Delhi, and the agency has asked Mr. Vadra to appear again for questioning tomorrow. The case is related to the purchase of the land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India is a growing market and the world's fastest growing economy. The minister said that while addressing the Middle East Europe Economic Corridor Conclave 2025 yesterday in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said that the government is expanding India's trading relations with the countries where it receives a fair deal. He added that the government is strengthening the country's relations where it will establish equitable and the balanced free trade agreements. The minister also informed that Oman is already under the discussion and couple more are in the pipeline. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sabaranda Sonowal, has emphasized that with the development of ports, multimodal logistics and the digital platforms like Maitri, India is driving a modern maritime revolution. Addressing the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Sonowal highlighted that IMEC is a game changer in the global connectivity. He said that IMEC is strengthening connectivity between India, the Middle East, the Europe, and the sustainable and secure trade routes. He further understood that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mahasagar vision, the government is integrating the infrastructure, energy and data to position India at a global maritime power, which is anchoring growth, stability and cooperation across regions. The Ministry of Mines has issued guidelines for setting up of the centres of excellence under the National Critical Mineral Mission. This is in pursuance to the key pillar of the mission, which is in research and technology development in critical minerals. The critical raw materials form of the crucial supply chain for emerging sectors of the green energy and the mobility transition, in addition to the advanced technology and the strategic sectors like electronics, defense and space. The ministry in a statement said that in order to develop and demonstrate and deploy technologies in an end-to-end system approach, it is essential to conduct the research and development to reach the higher technology readiness levels. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that the pillars of industry and commerce occupy a pivotal place in India's leadership resolute commitment to transforming India into a fully developed nation by the year 2047. To realize the national aspiration, Mr. Birla called upon the stakeholders to embrace the model of development that it only is sustainable and enduring but also inclusive. Addressing at an event to mark the 120th anniversary of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Birla observed the development-oriented policies of the Government of India are now providing new energies to the industries. In the IPL T20, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals in a thrilling super over at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals made 188 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs with Abhishek Porel's 49 and KL Rahul's 38. In response, Rajasthan Royals were initially looking good in great touch as Yashasvi Jaiswal and Nitish Rana made half centuries. However, Mitchell Stark produced a fabulous death bowling and restricted the visitors to an identical score and they won eventually. And that is the end of